This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My beloved children, this is a beautiful month, the month of Ramadan, and I love it because it is a month of dua. Dua means calling out to Allah, asking Allah, praying to Him, supplication. So I love this month because in this month, we're taught to ask Allah things. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, tells us that Allah loves it when you ask Him, when you keep on asking Him for things you want. Make sure they're good things and make sure that it's something that will make Allah happy. We don't ask Allah for bad things. Like someone says, oh Allah, make it easy for me to steal this from my friend. No way. We don't do that, subhanAllah. Because Allah would not be happy, Allah won't help us in that. But rather, we make dua because Allah loves making dua. It is actually worshipping Allah. Now, when you're making dua, you have to first be a good child. MashaAllah, you must try and be a good child, try and do good things. And then you always remember to do what's known as sending blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he was the prophet. He brought all the goodness we have to us. We have to surely say, oh Allah, send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because every goodness that we have, the whole of Islam that we have now, Allah chose Muhammad, peace be upon him, to bring it to us. That's why we constantly send salawat upon the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Look, I just said peace be upon him. And then you call out to Allah, you ask Allah good things. You thank Allah for what He gave you. So He gave me my eyes, my ears, my nose, my hands, my feet, my everything else. He gave me family members. He gave me food and drink and so much, mashallah. Now I know some of us might not have all of those things, but Allah's given us other things. Some might not be able to see properly. Some might not be able to hear properly. Some might not be able to walk properly. Some might have one limb that may not be proper. But Allah's given you so many other things. So try and look at what Allah gave you and thank Him for what you have. Because He says, when you thank me for what I gave you, then I'm going to give you more. Subhanallah. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are thankful, I will give you more. Increase. So let's learn to thank Allah for what He's given us. Then you look at a few things you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, help me to become a better child. Oh Allah, help me to be obedient to my parents. Oh Allah, make it easy for me. I've lost my brother or my sister in the case where that has happened. Oh Allah, grant them Jannah. Oh Allah, make it easy for my parents. If any of your parents have passed on, oh Allah, give them Jannah. Oh Allah, make it easy for me so that my dad, my mom can earn and earn money and bring food and clothing for us. Subhanallah, that's an important dua. Oh Allah, protect my parents and my siblings, my brothers, my sisters, my grand, whoever else it may be, protect me. Oh Allah, make it easy for me for my examinations that I have. Oh Allah, help me to read the Quran. Oh Allah, protect me from shaitan because he keeps coming to me and he tries to make me forget my prayer and whatever else it may be. So you ask a balance of things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the question is, what is the time that I should be asking Allah all these things? There is no specific time. You know, subhanallah, you could ask Allah immediately after doing a good act of worship. You know, you gave a charity and so on, between the adhan and the iqamah. Iqamah means, some people call it takbir. Between the adhan and the beginning of the prayer, the salah. That's a good time to call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just before Maghrib is also a good time, when you're about to open your fast or the people are about to open their fasts. But one of the best times to call out to Allah is just before the beginning time of Fajr. Let me make that easy for you. You know, in Ramadan, you have suhoor or sehri. At that time of suhoor, that's a powerful time to call out to Allah. So while everyone's eating and munching and mashallah, everyone's worried about their food, you need to call out to Allah at that time. You raise your hands. Oh Allah, grant me goodness. Allah, help me. Oh Muslims. O Allah, protect the Muslims. O Allah, those who are suffering across the globe, help them. Those who are struggling in whatever countries they're struggling in, so many different countries. You can take the names of those countries and make dua for them, and Allah will bless you. And when you're ending your dua, you end it also with blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, known as salawat. So you say, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, or wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. You can even then say, Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. You know, Ameen means, answer my prayer, O Allah. That's what Ameen means. So when someone is saying, O Allah, forgive me, and you say Ameen, that means, O Allah, answer the prayer for me too, subhanallah. That's the meaning of Ameen. Istajib ya Rabbi. Answer this prayer, O Allah. May Allah grant all of us our supplications. I hope this was beneficial. Tell us how you make dua, and tell us what duas you like to make as well. In the comments, if you're listening to this on my official YouTube channel, leave a comment, and inshallah, at least I'll try to like it to let you know that I've seen it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.